Yeah, Brad, I'm not envying you for cleaning the oven, but I know what you mean about fumes building up. I roast coffee here for our week's supply about every Friday or Saturday or so. And while the roaster does have smoke filters on it, after about four cycles, the house has got a pretty good layer of smoke blowing around in it, and it smells wonderful. It's been too cold here to let the smoke out, so it's nice to have a couple of good days where we can open things up and get some of that fresh air in. Pete, K-A-W-Q-K, go ahead with your transmission. And Nicholas, K-D-8-N-H, please stand by.
Okay, thanks. Good evening, all. Beautiful day here. We didn't get the temperatures that most of you did. I think we topped out at 51, and that was about 1 o'clock, and it kind of went down from there again. Elk Rapids sits right on that, East Bay, and man, it any kind of little breeze this time of year, that lake just cools us right off. But anyway, did get out for about an 8-mile bike ride. There was no oven cleaning involved, and got out for a walk again later on. Yep, took good advantage of the mild temperatures. No antenna projects either today, although I did tinker in the shop on a radio project. All right, looking forward to breakfast tomorrow morning. New location, KWQK. Thank you.
Hey, Pete, it's good to hear from you. This is WATCM. And glad you got out and got a bike ride today. But, I know what you mean about those breezes coming off the lake. It seems like once you get that threshold, and then you guys have got not only Lake Michigan blowing in, but then you've got your own lake there to add to that. And I know how the weather can change up there. So, anyway, it's good to hear from you, Pete. Sounds like you had a great day. We all do take advantage of that weather when we're presented with the opportunity. We don't waste any time. We get out there and do it. Okay, Nicholas, Kilo Delta 8 November Hotel. Nicholas, go ahead with your transmission, and Drake, please stand by.
WATCM, this is KD8NH, Nicholas here. Yeah, I had a good week here. I was operating on 5-2, and I had an operator come over and tell me that my way I was operating was a little rude to him. So I went and I did some research this week on common 5-2 procedures and practices, and I think that I've got it to where 3 minutes of calling on 5-2 is mainly acceptable. Within those 3 minutes, I was thinking about giving people time to get to the mic and effective calling time. You probably would only use your call time and say CQ about 3 times. That would give you about 6 to 10 times where you would say your call sign, effectively giving somebody else time to respond to you. And I thought that would be a good time within 3 minutes to be courteous to other scanning radios, not to bother the YFs in the room or the casual listener, you know, so to speak. We're supposed to be, you know, cautious to these people on the radio, making sure that we're respectful of them too. So this is me just thinking about my operating procedures. You know, VHF only goes so far, so operating in the Traverse City Basin here, I probably am only hitting so many radios. But I think that if we're not making noise on the air, then, you know, nobody really knows if we're working the air. Anyway, any other operators that might have some input, that'd be kind of cool. Or if I'm talking to you on the air after the net or something on another day, that'd be cool to listen to your input. Break. Going to the springtime feel of things, though, yes. I've been throwing open the garage door and getting ready for a garage sale, which I've needed to do for many years now. But this year, it's going to happen. I need to unload some things, get a few things out of clutter, you know, that kind of type of stuff. So just looking forward to that type of spring cleaning and spring doing there. Thanks a lot for taking the net tonight. I just took up a bunch of rag chewing and time on the net, so thanks a lot for everybody listening to that. Also, if I've ever been bothering you on 5-2, you know, thanks a lot for listening to how I might be operating now versus how I've operated in the past. All right. Well, this is KD8NH73. to all contacts and everybody. Have a good one. I'll give this back to Net Control.
KD8NH, I'm not sure what to say. I've never heard you over-occupying the airwaves. And yeah, some people, I guess they just have an axe to grind. Spring cleaning, yeah, it's that time of year where we're all thinking about that. If we're not thinking about getting out there in shorts and t-shirts and enjoying the warm weather, or relatively warm weather, that's usually on everybody's list in some form or another. So, Nicholas, please keep the repeater warm. That's all I can say. Okay, Drake, NADMH. Drake, go ahead with your transmission. And Mike, NAPNK, please stand by.
Drake, NADMH here. Well, we're fully moved into the new place. Well, not fully moved in, but everything's in the place. It's not moved where it needs to be yet, though. It's absolute chaos in here. Boxes everywhere. It's a fun time. But turn the keys over for the old place today, and I officially do not live there. So, got some antennas temporarily set up so I can at least have a base station in here, but plan to get those antennas mounted in a less haphazardly way and get a HF dipole of sorts put up and have HF again locally instead of having to use the remote. So back to you there, Kevin, and 8DMH.
Hey, Drake, glad to hear you're at least moved to your new location. I'm going to ask one question. I know you have a cat. How's the cat doing with the location? Go ahead.
Well, he's having a time, but he's being more vocal than he has in the past. So I guess he's not quite adapted, but, I mean, he still acts like a psycho.
Yeah, that's, you have a cat, that's what you get. At least he's not tearing you apart with his claws. But yeah, they take some time to acclimate to new locations. We moved four cats up here from Troy about 10 years ago. And now I understand what the meaning of the term is, herding cats. Trying to do that with four cats and get them up here for a four-hour car drive, well, you can imagine. November 8th, Papa November Kilo, Mike, go ahead with your transmission, and then I'll call, make a last call for additional check-ins. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Sarah. Thanks for listening to that. As far as it goes, with the nice weather, spent a bunch of time outside with the dogs enjoying the sun. It was real nice to be able to actually hang out in the sunshine today. I don't know, I heard Nick talking about the 5-2. I call on 5-2 a decent amount as I travel around. I try to keep it fairly sparse, but I don't know, I seem to agree with everybody else here that the more we're talking and using the airwaves, the more reason we are, you know, have to keep them, and the more people feel more comfortable talking on there. You know I was pretty mic shy my first little bit when I first got my license, so anybody that's new, it's way easier, and people are way more cool than you think they'll be, so just reach out, and it's super fun if anybody else is new out there. But yeah, as far as it goes, nice weather, and I've been enjoying it, so thanks for the net, and this is NATNK. Have a good night.
NATNK, I can sympathize with you. I was there 2 years ago myself. I'm definitely not mic shy because I've been in front of a radio or in front of a microphone in many different scenarios over my lifetime, and I can say this to any hams that may be listening but don't check in, or anybody who's listening and thinking about getting your license. This is a friendly bunch of here on this mesh net. I don't know about others. I've been involved with others, and they're pretty friendly too. But we're welcoming the new hams, and That little button on the side of your radio, once you push it, I don't think you can say anything wrong. Give it a try. And the only way to cure mic shyness is to actually give it a go and see what happens. We will not bite your head off. As a matter of fact, you might make some new friends. Okay, we've reached the bottom of the list. I'm going to make one more call for general check-ins, and then we'll see where we go from here. Do we have any additional general check-ins? Please call now.
Kilo.